Lacey, if you want to head on up here, we're going to have you go in just a moment.
The first one, God always answers your prayers in three ways. It's either a yes, a no, or a not yet. I'll start with a not yet, and you never know it's a not yet. You think it's a no until you get your answer, right? Well, in my case, I had a great job. I love my job, and I was getting ready to get married, so I planned a year in advance that I'd start looking for a new job, because if we're going to start a family, I wanted to have benefits and I wanted to have insurance. So I went to interview after interview after interview. I spent a year looking for a new job, and in that time I probably went to 10 different interviews. I'd submitted so many applications, it was ridiculous. And I just kept praying, and every time before I went to an interview, I'm like, God, I know that you have a plan, and you're going to put me in the right spot. Hopefully this is the right spot. Well, finally, after my third time interviewing at the airport, I finally got a job with the airport. The position that I'm in is perfect. My coworkers, my bosses, everybody's like family. It's been like an immediate connection, and I just thank God for making me wait for that entire year to get a great job, because I know where I'm at now is where I was meant to be. The second one is a yes. It's a little bit more dramatic, but last year before my wedding, my grandpa was diagnosed with lung cancer, and so they weren't really giving him a great expectation of life unless he had half of his lung removed. And so he was able to come to my wedding, and when he got back, he went in for surgery. It was expected to be normal. Everything was supposed to be fine. Once they sewed him back up, he was supposed to wake up with no issues and then recuperate. Well, he never woke up. He was essentially in a coma, and every time they tried to get him out of the anesthesia, he would fight it. And I don't know if you're very familiar, but if you fight it too much and you quit breathing, if your oxygen levels drop below a certain point, then you can lose brain function. You can get brain damage. So it was kind of scary. And my mom had been there by herself for 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, I was like, I gotta quit. I gotta go. I gotta do whatever I need to do, be with my mom, because she was there by herself. And so we weren't there financially. I didn't think it was going to happen, but I just prayed. I was like, no, I know, God, that I have to be there for my mom. I have to be there to pray with her. She needs support. So I was there for 2 weeks, and my grandpa was still in a coma, and he wasn't coming out of it. I just talked to him every day, and I prayed to God. I said, God, if you want to take him, I know that he'll be in a better place, but I'd much rather have him here on earth, because he's a pretty awesome guy. So we just prayed for him every day, multiple times a day, and I got to a point where I couldn't stay anymore. But on the last couple of days that I was there, my grandpa started waking up, and he started opening his eyes, and he started talking. And even though I couldn't stay any longer, I just kept praying. And about a week after I had gotten home, he was walking, he was home, he was back to his normal self. So I just thank God for giving me a yes for that one, because I wanted him to stay around a little longer.
Okay, thank you. Give her a hand. Amen. Thanks for sharing.